I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City update on 1320WILS.com. 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg here on WILS today reacting to the U.S. Senate deal that averted a government shutdown and made billions of dollars of aid available to victims of recent disasters. Walberg tells WILS's Tony Conley that Democrats tried to resist an amendment doing away with the so-called slush fund involving Solyndra.
That, I guess, was just too tough for the Democrats over in the Senate to take. And somehow, some way, they found that they really didn't need the disaster relief money, that FEMA had enough to get through. So they took all of that out, including the Solyndra thing, and it's all back together.
The pipeline company involved in that big oil spill into the Kalamazoo River last year now estimating that it will cost $700 million to clean up the mess. The initial estimate from Enbridge was $585 million. State lawmakers taking up a bill to update the Michigan Workers' Compensation Act in an effort to clear up confusion between the employer and employee. But sponsor and Representative Brad Jacobson on WILS says fighting fraud will still be a challenge.
Our family business had a couple of problems with work comp in the past with some fraudulent claims. I started doing some research into it. We're really not going to prevent fraud. If somebody wants to scam the system, it's still going to happen.
A Lansing Gold Market analyst forecasting the price of gold and silver for the fourth quarter. Pat Heller on WILS today says it's still mostly on track for what he projected at the start of the year.
Gold will not necessarily exceed $2,000 by the end of the year, but I anticipate that it'll end up over $1,800. And silver, I expect end of the year at least $55.
It's getting a little harder to find free checking. A new report showing that only 45% of non-interest checking accounts are available at no cost. That's down from 65% a year ago. Bankrate financial analyst Greg McBride today on WILS says you have to earn free checking these days.
If you sign up for direct deposit or you have other accounts with the bank, that may be sufficient to get the fee waived. So they may be doing away with the free checking. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get stuck paying the fee.
A $60 million reconfiguration plan for East Lansing schools going to the ballot for voters in February. It includes bonding out $53 million and repurposing Red Cedar Elementary School in 2016, among other things. Board President Rima Adiego tells WILS following last night's meeting that the other five elementary schools would be refurbished.
All of our buildings are in good working order. They're just in need of upgrading and bringing up to a modern standard.
A Lansing City Council member in this WILS exclusive criticizing his colleagues over last month's approval of a November ballot measure involving a proposed property tax increase of 4 mills that would raise money for police, fire, and roads. Eric Hewitt tells WILS at last night's meeting that there was, quote, chicken-heartedness among his fellow council members.
They'd rather push it off onto the voters instead of taking the responsibility that they're paid to do and were elected to do and make the tough decisions.
Some state Democratic lawmakers speaking out against a partial birth abortion plan passing the House and Senate that they say is unnecessary during these tough economic times. Senator Rebecca Warren tells WILS's Michael Cohen.
The procedure that they're talking about, as best as they describe it in this legislation, is already banned under federal law, so it's a waste of the legislature's time at a point in Michigan's history where we can least afford it.
Gas prices in Lansing and statewide on average now at their lowest level since March. AAA Michigan's Nancy Kane expecting prices to moderate or drop even more for a little while longer.
This is the first time actually that people are actually enjoying the benefits of what's going on in the world economy and crude oil prices. It's going the right direction and signs are that it should continue at least short term.
That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming weekdays with Tony Conley and Michael Cohen. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.